This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina 10 years ago, an estimated 20,000 people sought refuge in Birmingham. Some decided to stay. One of them is Faisal Valley. He's bar manager at Birmingham's Collins Bar. Valley reflects on 10 years since the storm.
To me, Katrina was, it was a good thing, definitely. My last physical address when Katrina hit was Bourbon Street. My job was at a strip club on Bourbon Street. So from my window, I heard people breaking up. I had gunfire. I would come home sometimes, and there would be people having sex in my doorway. There was a morning. I remember getting ready for work, and I didn't have the TV on, but I eventually turned the TV on because somebody told me to. And they started talking about it coming to New Orleans. And everybody I knew was staying. I mean, at midnight, I was at the Tower Records, which I guess is a little bit dated right now. And I went and rented like 3 movies. That's how oblivious I was to what was going to happen. So there were bars. My local Checkpoint Charlie's doesn't have a door. You know, it never closes. So, yeah, the plan was to stay and drink, which was the plan the day before, the week before, the month before. So it was business as usual. I was in touch with some friends in Birmingham. So they were watching it here as well at the Nick. And eventually they just sort of pestered me that I needed to get in my car and come to Birmingham. So, I mean, I didn't leave until 3 in the morning. You know, they turned all the traffic northbound. So I made my whole way up to Birmingham pretty much on the southbound lanes, just, you know, watching on-ramps as off-ramps and the back of all the signs, which you never really see because most people never drive the wrong way on the highway. But like a lot of people, I packed like my phone, no charger, laptop, no charger, no clothes. Because the plan was, you know, I'd come up here, have brunch, and head back. Like everybody did every time this happened all summer. And the funny thing is, the week before, I'd gone to a wedding in New Orleans, and I wore a rabbit costume, a full rabbit costume, which was normal. But it was super hot. It was August, so I had to take the costume off halfway and threw it in the back of my truck. So when I did arrive in Birmingham, I had the clothes on my back and a rabbit costume. And those first few months, I mean, when I would, my friend Jennifer would introduce me to people and be like, oh, this is Faisal, he just moved up here from New Orleans because of Katrina. Immediately, everybody would be so, so nice. I think I told somebody that story about how I came up here with just the clothes on my back and a rabbit costume. And the next day, this person I never met had gone to the summit, got a summit credit card, and had given it to me so I could buy clothes, which is kind of crazy, you know? I think that act itself became symbolic of everybody I met. My bartender friend immediately giving me some of her shifts. Frank Stitt immediately giving me a job. Like the weeks passed, you know, we would watch the news and it wasn't getting any better. It was getting worse. Here's a thing I'll say about Katrina. Maybe it's impolite to say, but the New Orleans I knew and the people that were just falling by the wayside one after another in those last few months I was there, I feel like Katrina may have saved more lives than it took. It took 1,800 lives. But New Orleans is a place where people go to fail. And mind you, I have a one-sided view of it. You know, I lived in the quarter. I was a bartender at a strip club on Bourbon Street. You know, I was seeing people circle the drain every day. New Orleans, a lot of people just go to sleep there. You know, they just go there to check out. I mean, I would probably still be there doing nothing. Like a lot of people. And I think the things that happened in Katrina, the way the city itself failed, Katrina woke them up. Well, the city itself is a pretty amazing city, Birmingham. It's just really easy. It's like a person that you meet that, you know, you just sort of immediately get along well. 10 years was easy, you know? 10 years, this 10 years I've been here is the longest I've ever been anywhere. And not even think about leaving.
That's Faisal Valley. He's the manager and head bartender at the Collins Bar. He settled in Birmingham after leaving New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina. That piece was produced by Ashley Cleek.